Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 KMOX. Another beautiful day out there. I think we're supposed to get some rain maybe tonight and tomorrow. I'm not ready for the warmer weather. Like, this is cool. But when it gets to the point where you have to have your air on, that's when things start getting dicey for me. Both because my air is about to break and because I just don't enjoy it that much. Like, this is too hot for me. I like it when it's a high of maybe 60. You got the windows open. I mean, I can wish in one hand and crap in the other, but you know what I'm saying. Getting to that point, though.
Yeah. This is baseball weather, though.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, true. Say, we're passing because I'm just now starting to emerge.
Starting to wake up.
I'm like those frozen iguanas in Florida that drop out of trees during the winter. I'm like starting to thaw and finally.
Starting to blink a little bit.
Yeah, like, oh, my heart's starting to beat again. Like, nice.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm the opposite. I come alive in the ember months. And winter's okay with me, even when I was driving a Jeep with no windows. Like, I was okay. But the heat, that kind of gets to me. Like, everyone, when they get older, they move to Florida.
Yeah. Dave's like, I'm moving to Alaska.
I'm going the other way. Before we start with, so Janelle, if you don't know her, she is our entertainment person and talks about movies and watch streaming and things like that. But first, a little food news.
Oh.
Do you guys know about the McCrispy strips? Should I no, we couldn't get one past
That's
you.
Correct.
I saw the headline today, but I left it alone for Fast News Friday.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, Andrew.
They're just the chicken tenders. They've had them before. We were just talking about them the other day. Kevin was wondering if we
can
still
I just say
the...
something. I love you. You just sounded like a college professor asked a stupid question about the Revolutionary War.
Right.
Like, we've had them before. We all know about this, but if you insist on making me talk about it, okay.
No, I'm
Lexington.
Just saying, we've had our experiences with the McCrispy tenders. They're quite good. They're different from the McNuggets. They are more like, they're a surprisingly higher quality chicken tender, I think, compared, you know, because when you think McDonald's, you don't necessarily think bad, but you may not think of higher quality, but I think these the McCrispy tenders are quite good.
Janelle, I know that you watch your diet pretty carefully and train a lot. When you go off, what do you do?
Mexican food.
Yeah, that's a good move. Yep.
It is a good move.
Chimichangas and
look at you two. Look at you two chonga lovers.
When
take a burrito
on the
and fry it. How could that be bad?
That's my weakness is
When I was doing keto, that was like the one thing I really missed was like we would go to a Mexican restaurant and I couldn't have like the chips or whatever. Like that was the one thing that I was like, perhaps just one chip won't hurt.
I don't know.
Perhaps don't know. But a single chip.
Sometimes he's like, he's doing the show himself.
He's like Professor Peabody over there.
Just could deny a chip.
No one can have one chip.
May I have a chip?
Yeah, it screwed me up. I saw that thing on TikTok the other day where it's like four tortilla chips or one tortilla.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either, but it was really depressing.
Tortillas are way thicker than the chips.
Are you talking the mini, like a mini tortilla?
I mean, even if it's a mini tortilla, let's say you eat eight chips.
So if you ate two mini tortillas, you'd be like, that's enough tortilla for me. But you could, like, I could eat 30 tortilla chips.
But that's the same with cheese sticks. You can eat 12 mozzarella sticks. You're not going to sit there and eat 12 cheese sticks. So it's like there's something about deep frying them.
You're not supposed to eat 12?
Wait, I was going to say.
You're in the wrong room.
The news to me.
Regular? No, come on. There's a difference between cheese sticks and mozzarella cheese sticks.
I agree. Except at Chili's, I love those mozzarella sticks that you can get like as their appetizer in the triple dipper. But those are just like a block of cheese.
Yeah, I don't like them because of that. They're just they're daunting.
Heavy. They are daunting.
Like if you said you just have to take one bite. I mean, I bought it. I can take as many bites as I want. But if you just get one bite, fine. But if you try to put that thing down, especially two other items from your triple dipper, that's a lot.
Manage. I'll manage.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll manage.
I thought you meant manage. Like,
no.
Got to be more manly.
No.
Manage.
Yeah.
Manage.
Man up, Dave. Mozzarella stick.
Yeah, not the regular word, the weird word.
Manage it.
Yeah.
I really did. I was like, wow.
I didn't hear the dash.
I'm used to Wheeler being my contemporary.
Yeah.
Suddenly he's skibbity toileting me.
Hey, no feet.
Lion has no feet.
Lion has no feet, brother.
So what have you seen recently?
Well, me and Andrew were just talking about Sinners that he was trying to convince you guys, and he accidentally kind of told you that it was kind of like a musical, and that was probably the worst thing to tell you. It's not like a musical. We agreed on that, did we not?
We did agree on that. Yes. Yeah, Kevin did not want to hear it was a musical.
You didn't tell me that it was a musical.
I said it's kind of like an action musical.
Oh, I don't remember you saying that.
Musical. That's even better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that would be. Yeah, no, that's still getting a lot of hype. I think everybody should definitely, that's one to see in the theater. Everybody should see it. It had the best Easter weekend opening since Hannah Montana.
Whoa.
Wow. There's a reference I didn't expect today.
Hannah Montana and, Gone with the Wind.
Well, same vein, right? So, yeah, no, it's still doing great at the box office. You see a lot of great press for it. On social media, I don't think anybody's really had a bad experience going to see it. So I really, that, and I think The Accountant came out today. The Accountant 2 came out today. I still think it's better than the first one. It's not one of those that you definitely need to see in the theater, but it is good. It's a popcorn action flick. Really good stuff.
What is Sinners comparable to in vibe?
I've heard people say Dusk Till Dawn, but I don't know. Like me and Andrew were talking about, it's almost two different movies. At the very beginning of the movie, it's very, these two twin brothers are setting up, they come from a gangster background. They're setting up a juke joint. It's very period piece of that time, 1930s Mississippi. And the second half just shifts into, I will say, seamlessly and flawlessly and do a vampire movie, but it's not like anything I've seen before.
I know you're not a big gore person. Is there a lot of gore?
Mm-mm. I don't consider it gory.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Did you see that Wolfman is on Peacock?
No.
Did you finally see it?
No, because of you. Just solely because of you. Every time I've watched the teaser 18 times. And I'm like, I don't know, it doesn't look that bad. And then I just feel like you're sitting on my couch and you're going to judge me.
For $20, I would.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been
told it's
bad.
I came really close.
I'm going to say it's free now, but I mean, you'd have to have the Peacock subscription.
Yeah, which I don't think. I mean, I can't believe there's a subscription I don't have, but.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. But yeah, no, it's out there. I stumbled across it and I was like, I wonder if he's seen this yet.
I never finished the Demeter. Was that what it was called?
The
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I didn't either.
It was, okay, and here's why. First of all, when I went to the theater, a bunch of kids got out of hand. And a cop had to, like, pull a gun. So I'm like, I guess I'm not going to finish this. Yeah, he came in with his hand on the gun. I'm like, seriously? Like, I thought I paid that ticket. And then I tried to watch it at home. And I have a pretty nice television. But it was so dark. I was just like, I look like the Hanging Chad guy. I'm like 8 inches from, just trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
Yeah. It was just too predictable.
Too boring.
I mean, like, I guess who's going to go now? I don't know. It's just a little cliche.
Well, it was like a chapter from Bram Stoker's Dracula. So you knew what was going to happen. I didn't mind it because I enjoy the I forgot the gentleman who starred in it, but I mean, I liked the cast. It was fine. I enjoy a good monster flick more than I do like anything that's just gore for gore's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's not the best. It's not the worst vampire movie I've ever seen.
Does anyone else think that Bram Stoker's Dracula is one of the most romantic movies ever made?
Yes.
Good.
It's actually one of my, yeah. People think I'm weird when I say that, but yeah.
Over the weekend, I watched one of my 70s horror movies that effed me up because you watch them way too young in the 70s. The Changeling with George C. Scott.
Yeah.
That thing holds up.
Does it?
Yes.
Really?
It's so the pacing is so, what's the word? Confident.
Okay.
The pacing is so much slower, and the jump scares are just more legit. There's no like cats, rah! You know. It's stuff that is weaved into the storyline, and it seems like the '70s had like the Corman stuff where it was all just, you know, kind of blissfully hacky, but the '70s horror movies have a thing. Like, there's a vibe to them.
Yeah.
They remade that with Angelina Jolie.
I think it's a completely different story, though.
Then they didn't remake that with Angelina Jolie.
I think it's just the same name.
They stole the name? Is that what they did?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I think, is the one that you're talking about, Rachel, is that the one where it's like her kid was kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 I've seen that one. I haven't seen it.
Anything on streaming that you're excited about?
I'm going to try to watch all the Marvel movies that will have the Thunderbolt characters in it leading up to it.
Hmm.
Because I have not seen it.
How many of those are there?
I don't know. So you probably got Ant-Man the Wasp with Ghost. You have Black Widow with Taskmaster. Black Widow with Yelena and the Red Guardian. And probably some like Civil War Winter Soldier with Bucky. So I'll probably watch those. They didn't give us a screening here in St. Louis. Mm. Disney didn't. And that's like the first MCU movie that they haven't done. I'm really bummed about it. So.
What are the best ways... If I wanted to catch up with something, but I don't want to watch five movies, are there lots of things on YouTube where it's like,
get me to here?
Yeah.
Like primers, like if you're going to see this, here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
Tons of that stuff.
YouTube is probably the biggest generation gap for me. Like, I will go to YouTube, but it's typically to watch some weird thing about simulation theory. I don't use it as my primary source, and so many people I know do.
Well, be careful what you say primary source, because unfortunately a lot of people are using it as their primary source.
Yeah. But for entertainment it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like, because you're just getting, summaries or opinions, which is what you're looking for.
Yeah. It's a perfect
place. It's big with you guys, right?
It's also a great place to figure out how to fix something.
I watch more YouTube than anything else.
Not for me, Wheels.
No?
It is just a source of frustration. Because, like, here's the way it goes. Like, with my old Jeep, like, okay, how do you put the windows in and out? And you got some friggin' white guy with white guy music behind him. Ba-da-da, a-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-doo-doo-boo-boo. And he's like, I'm just here by myself, and I'm about to take this roof off. And he goes, bink, and it's off, and it's never the way it works.
So he's managing.
He's managing.
Oh.
Something I need to do.
Yeah.
Welcome back, DGS 322. Rach, I didn't give you any prior warning, but do you want to do Throwback Thursday?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Just to stretch out.
Yep, yeah, yep. All right, feeling better, ready to go. 225 years ago, in the year 1800, the Library of Congress was established with a $5,000 allocation for the purchase of such books as may be necessary. The library now contains 30 million books on more than 530 miles of shelves.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to go there
sometime. Yeah, that's cool.
51 years ago, in 1974, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were established as an NFL franchise.
With the creamsicle uniforms.
Yeah. Never a fan of any of it.
People love that. Like, football people, I think they're dumb.
Yeah. I don't like it.
51 years ago, also in 1974, legendary comedian Bud Abbott died at the age of 76. Of course, the classic Abbott and Costello comedy bit, Who's on First, is even featured in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Few things make me more nervous.
Than that bit?
Even if it's on tape. Well, it's going to be on tape because they're dead.
Yeah.
But even when I'm seeing the classic one on tape, I know they're going to nail it, but it makes me really nervous.
I loved that bit so much when I was
nervous,
a kid.
Nervous, like, I don't quite understand.
Because
it's a rhythm.
I get nervous watching people do things I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so watching them do that, knowing I could not do that, it's sort of like when I watch baseball. I've told you guys this before. Too many times, someone comes up to bat, and I put myself in their position. I'm like, well, I'm not going to get a hit on this one. I really do. And then if they don't get a hit, I'm like, I did that.
I failed.
My mojo did that.
Oh.
And I'll even go outside and flog myself with a switch or something.
Oh.
And so for that one, yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like they're going to screw this up in some way.
36 years ago in 1989, Massachusetts declared New Kids on the Block Day. And
before
no
your
one's
time,
celebrating
right?
today. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't
your time?
Tell you.
My time.
Yeah. Yep. Were you into them? Did you have a
of
favorite?
Of course, yeah.
Who was your favorite? Who was the cutie?
Who was my favorite? Now I'm going to have to even try to think of
their names.
Probably the youngest one. Probably just because, you know, I was, what was that, 89, did she say?
Mm-hmm.
I was, can you make me do math? Oh.
You don't have to say.
15, 14, I don't know how old I was.
Who was your band like that, Rach? Did you have a band of,
13.
Like, I have a crush on this guy?
I mean, I guess NSYNC, Justin Timberlake.
Mm.
Andrew?
I preferred Backstreet Boys, I think.
Andrew's a,
I think I preferred
BTS.
Mm. Well, now it's BTS, obviously.
Are they together or are they in the army?
And it's Jin. They're slowly getting out of the army. Little
oh,
by little.
Man.
The 2 years
have
are...
Have they changed?
Big days coming ahead.
Did it change them?
I think it's changed them. I think they're different. I was talking to my wife about this the other day.
Wait a minute. Which one do you have a crush on?
I like Jin.
Okay.
He's my favorite. I prefer Jin.
Without hesitation.
I couldn't even finish the question.
Yeah.
prefer Jin.
She stumbled over it.
I think they're going to be different. I think they have to. I mean, you have to come out changed men. Plus, they're all like 30 now, or at least. I think the oldest is going to be
too
like
old for
31,
you now?
32. Well, no, I'm just saying. I think they're going to be a little different. I'm not fully convinced they're going to get back together as a group.
Oh?
There's been no like announcements made about this.
Can't they make them?
I guess.
It's not that Korea, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I think it's really interesting. I think it's really interesting, too. Like, you've got this group at, like, the height of their popularity. Like, they all just have to, like, stop and just completely cease all...
Didn't Elvis?
...public mm-hmm. everything and go into mm-hmm. the military.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a difference.
Well,
I don't know why
yeah,
I feel
time,
like there's a difference.
Yeah, because everybody moves on to things quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm very curious to see what things are going to be like.
I'm a little
when
surprised that South Korea didn't have a carve out. Like, these guys are so popular.
I think they did for a time, right?
They got it delayed. Yeah, they got it delayed for a little bit of time.
Nice.
But I was very surprised. I think everybody was, certainly the band was. The band was trying to get it so that they didn't have to go into the mill. They didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And they were fighting it for a really long time, and eventually the like Supreme Court of South Korea was like, nope, sorry, still
so
gotta do
they,
your mandatory.
Did they do an Elvis where they like followed them around and like did press releases and
nothing like that?
Jin's on a tank crew.
There's been basically nothing at all. So there was a big scandal in South Korea a few years before that, where some big, I don't remember if he was an actor or a pop star or what, but he went into the military, and some of the other guys in the military were like taking pictures of him in the shower and stuff and like selling them to the South Korea paparazzi.
Why'd you have to pay for those?
But no, so
that's not what I was expecting to come next.
No, I know.
Easy.
But so that changed like some of the rules about, you know, what you could. So there was like total radio silence from.
This has been really disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
let me tell you more about it.
It wasn't really supposed to be funny, but everybody's laughing, so I guess it was funny.
They were just all sudsed up.
No, that's not funny. What's funny is the level of detail that we have on this now.
Yes. Thank you for helping me manage
You're
that.
Welcome.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Was that Dave?
I think so.
Man, you're like Michael Winslow from Police
That's
Academy.
Right. Making some
noises over there.
I thought he was popping bubble gum.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like a cheerleader.
Michael Winslow was here not that long ago.
Yeah, I know.
Weeks ago. Yeah,
yeah. I saw him out there and I didn't recognize him.
I was bummed that I didn't see him.
I knew he was someone important, but I didn't know who it was. So,
you know, I can shake off conversations on this show fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble shaking off Andrew and BTS.
Yeah.
Have you seen Jin?
I have, but
he's really quite
an intervention here.
Dave, he's changed so much.
He's so different. He actually, he's doing a weird thing because he's got the first song coming out.
No, stop it, Andrew.
Okay.
Wait a minute. How long did they serve?
2 years. Two years mandatory. Okay.
And they were filming him in the shower and he was sudsy and he was built.
He's a man now.
Man-aged.
Man-aged.
Oof. Oh, my God.
He's not backing away from it.
Oof. No.
No, he's not.
No.
No.
Lean in.
So when you went to the BTS concert at the theater with all the screaming girls.
Oof.
Not good.
No, it was terrible. It was a horrible theater experience. I went and saw them like 2 years before that in, I think, 2019. And they were starting to take off here. Obviously, you know, my wife had learned about them, of course. And so they were taking off here in the States. But I saw it at Ronnie's and there was like two other couples in the theater. I mean, there was nobody in there and it was a lovely time. Everybody was quiet and respectful and we watched and enjoyed the show. Eat some popcorn, you know. 5-6 hot dogs. You know who's keeping track?
Threw your wife under the bus.
Who's keeping track? Well, she's a huge fan. That's how I know about them because she's a super fan. And just 2 years later, they had exploded so much in popularity over here that it was an absolutely sold out, packed ass to ankles theater. Everybody screaming and freaking out.
Ass to ankles.
Yeah,
it's, that mean?
Like we're all like packed in. Like there was no breathing room. Like everybody,
like human centipede.
Every single seat was taken. We're all just scrunched in there in this theater. No room to stretch out.
Need to get a shower after this, I think.
Look, if y'all haven't heard the term, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway,
no one's ever heard that.
It could be either. I don't know. Whatever.
No, it can't.
I thought it had something to do with elbows.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Asses to ankles. That's some...
ass to wherever.
That's some weird...
Everybody's in a catcher squat.
Ass to wherever you...
Everyone stop talking.
I'm just saying. Put it wherever. I'm just saying.
Put it wherever.
There were so many screaming people in this theater. It was terrible.
It sounds like it.
Because their asses were by their feet.
I don't think they're by their feet. I think they're by other people's feet.
Yeah.
I mean, if my ass is on my ankle, who cares?
It's not a comfortable position, though.
Oh, no.
But anyway, what was the question going to be?
I have no idea.
There's no question. There was no question.
No. There wasn't.
But it was terrible, and I would never do it again because it was
who
a dreadful
Who is your
experience.
Wife's favorite?
Oh, God. Jimin. Wow, I can't believe it. See, they've been... You remember Jimin. Yeah.
Do you guys ever fight about it?
No. I don't mind Jimin. Jimin's fine.
Is there one that's not fine?
A little too girly for my taste. No, I think they're all good. I like them all.
Okay.
A little too girly.
Jimin is the girliest one.
For my taste.
Jimin's the
girliest. I like my teenage boys a little more manly.
They're not teenage boys. They're like 35. Now. Yeah. They're like my age. But they...
It's they're not been, called man bands, after all.
It's so weird. They've been gone for so long.
Thank you, Kevin.
I just can't imagine them keeping that level of relevance.
He won't stop. He just won't stop.
No, he won't stop.
Well, no one's doing the weather.
Oh, this is way better.
He may never do the weather again. I think you've changed Dave Murray.
Oh. I've ruined him.
Dave's like, there's a cold coming through, and it's going to be asses to ankles. Wow. No space in these storms.
Nope.
Well, talk about a segue. There is a cold front on the way.
No, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now, tomorrow still looks like it's going to be a little unsettled. This is not a big system. There'll be some showers from time to time on Friday. If a thunderstorm gets going, it's non-severe. It's not an all-day rain. Still warm, 78 degrees. Any showers fade quickly Friday evening. Most of Friday night is going to be fine, 55. The weekend, last weekend of April, believe it or not.
Wow.
Saturday, partly sunny. Nice day Saturday, but it's cooler. 69 degrees, kind of where we should be. Quiet Saturday night, partly cloudy, 49. And Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, 74. Beautiful afternoon on Sunday. Still interested in Tuesday for a threat of strong to severe weather. A long way off, but we put it on the table yesterday. We're going to keep it on the table. Now, back to our BTS conversation.
Yes.
No.
Yes. So.
So.
No, please.
Andrew, who's
please.
The ugly one?
Well, let's think. I think probably
I think
a lot of people love J-Hope. I think J-Hope is probably not the most.
I was looking at these guys and I was like, oh, I guess J-Hope's probably the cutest.
You think he's the cutest? See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people really love J-Hope a lot. He would just, I think he headlined Lollapalooza last year. He was like.
But you find him the ugliest.
He's had a big career though. Like he's been really taken off as a solo artist. He was one of the first to go smartly. He was one of the first to go into the military, which means of course he's one of the first to get out.
Jimin is the girly.
That's the girly one.
J-Hope is the ugly one.
Mm-hmm. They call him the ugly one. There's Suga. There's
you made that up.
He's the lead rapper.
He's the lead. Yeah, he's the main rapper. Is Suga. Now there's three rappers and four singers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three rappers and four singers.
Oh, there's a seven man band.
There's a seven. Yeah, it's a seven person group. So there's Suga. There's RM. There's V. And the
missing
other one,
Sleepy.
What is his Jungkook? Jungkook.
Grumpy.
I can't believe I forgot Jungkook. He's the main one.
Yeah,
he's the
that's
most
the only
popular.
Name I know.
He's the youngest one.
Is he the Paul McCartney?
Yeah, he's the lead singer. He's also the youngest one.
But he's not the rapper.
He does not rap. No, he just sings.
So this is like the Linkin Park of boys bands.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of tricky because you got to fit all seven into every song, right? Like all seven of them have to have a part in each song.
Yeah.
So you have to find four different vocal tracks plus three rap verses in every single BTS song.
So you can tell like when each guy gets their little part who that is.
Oh yeah, you can tell. I mean they're different people, you can tell.
They're different people. They're different humans.
It's just like if you asked about the DGS. So can you tell when Kevin says something and when Rachel says something?
Seven of us though. Like it's seven of them.
No, you can tell the difference. It takes a little training because you got to learn who each voice is.
Sure.
Yeah, you just got to figure out who's doing what. It's like the Beatles with Paul and George and
Yeah.
No, that's Tom.
There's
John.
People driving off the road right now. Just driving off the road.
Paul, Ringo, George, and Tom.
I know.
Kyle. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
Beatle.
Kyle's the best Beatle.
Yeah, you know, Tom Lennon, right? Jim and Lennon, the songwriter. He was the cute one. No, the smart one. Paul was the cute
He's
one.
Just not. It's just. It's just.
I encourage everybody out there to listen to BTS. They're very talented.
Oh, I'm sure you've converted many from KMOX.
They're excellent. Don't listen to the English songs, because most of the English songs are bad. But their Korean songs are wonderful.
Do you understand them?
In the Korean songs?
Yes.
No, I don't speak Korean.
I mean... I'm sure there are translations.
I mean, you can find a translation.
So they
but,
could
you know.
Be singing about ending America, and you're just like, right on.
I mean, I roughly know what they're... You get a vibe
He's
from
like,
what
I
they're singing
rock,
about.
I can rock to that.
Yeah. Hey,
girly boy.
You get a vibe what they're singing about. But some of the songs are just... They're just gorgeous. Just gorgeous songs.
I'm not sure of much anymore.
We're all stunned. We're all stunned.
Look, this is not a secret on the show. I'm a huge BTS fan.
But it's the most you delved into.
Well, we did make him sing BTS karaoke one time.
Yeah, that was classic.
I just love the whole, I don't speak Korean.
I love the implication that we thought he did.
Yeah, right. Tim said, can he understand them? And I was like, well, no, they're singing in Korean.
I don't know who's stupid for that. I mean, I feel stupid, but
I feel pretty stupid too.
Woo.
Okay.
There you go,
Rachel,
Dave.
How about some headlines?
Yeah, how about it?
Do you have anything about BTS?
I mean, at least cleanse the palate.
Do you have
for
any BTS headlines?
Yeah. I don't.
Jin's got a new song coming out.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is a fun story that everyone can dunk on these guys for. Socialists, AOC, and Bernie Sanders have been caught on video exiting a $15,000 per hour private jet to attend their Fighting the Oligarchy rally. I don't understand. I don't know how they're supposed to be getting around. I get why they're using a private jet, but it's like such a terrible look. It is not a surprise at all.
They got to figure something out. They got to figure something out.
I didn't hear a word she said because I am singing Party in the USA as if it's BTS. And I can't stop.
You can't stop?
I'm just picturing girly Jimin singing that song. And now it's.
If you saw Jimin, you would agree.
Oh. Don't tell me what I would think.
He's very pretty. I mean, he's like a they're all models, you know.
They're all attractive.
Yeah, they're all good looking.
They're a boy band, for goodness sake. Yeah. They don't hire uggos for that.
It would be very funny if they were all really ugly.
Rachel, you're falling into the quicksand. Be careful.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your ass is going to be next to his ankles.
kind of.
That's
know
how they do it in South Korea.
So we do it when we're watching.
Oh, I wanted to do this with Dave Murray because a glitch on Apple Weather and Google showed a scary air quality in Chicago. This is why you shouldn't get your weather from your phone.
Absolutely.
Several popular weather apps in Chicago displayed inaccurate and dangerously high air quality levels on Wednesday, causing mass confusion and concern among residents. Google's air quality map indicated that Chicago had the worst air in the country, and Apple showed the air quality index levels in the 400s. It was later confirmed to be a glitch, and the actual air quality was not that bad. But this is why you should listen to trusted meteorologists like Dave Murray instead
That's
of relying
right.
on your phone.
Yeah.
And BTS. Fan.
Does anybody alter their behavior when an air quality report says something or other?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Like, I see the signs on the highways once in a while. I'm like, well,
I
still got to go to work.
Like, if you got, like, we walked to lunch today for a good distance downtown. It was a good 7-8 blocks, and I probably would not have gone if there was a really bad air quality.
Really?
So I got asthma, and I don't have great lungs to begin with.
I didn't know you. I've known you 15 years. I didn't know you had asthma.
Yeah, because I don't run or do anything physical.
Except for dance to BTS.
That's right, BTS.
You ever seen me run?
So you're in asthma remission.
Yeah, I'm. You haven't seen me have any breathing problems because you've never seen me do anything physical.
Most the show physical, is absolutely up for the Marconi.
That's
most physical
why you
thing I've ever seen me do is standing up.
That's why you drive
the
KFC, isn't it? That's why you
this
drive
is
the
what
KFC.
Do you have an inhaler in case you're forced to run?
No, because I even if I was forced to, I probably would.
Would what?
Wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. I mean, even if they're like if Godzilla. So- came crashing right. through.
Andrew would just be like, it's my time.
Yeah.
So there's a mass shooter, and you're like, I have asthma and I can't run.
If BTS were to call you up on stage, would you dance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can
dance.
Oh,
he's a dancer.
Yeah, I can dance just. I mean, for, you know, I can't full body dance for too long if I.
So, give him a chair.
Because keep in mind, on top of the
can
asthma
you play
and the bad
in the
lungs.
USA for me?
On top of the asthma and the bad lungs, I also am out of shape. Pretty bad.
Show them how you can dance.
Hold on. Let me get the song.
Hold on.
I don't need to. I'm already dancing. I got music in my head.
It's like the gopher in Caddyshack. From where we sit. This is all you see.
Waist up.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Dave. I apologize.
Oh, thank you.
With a dream, my cardigan.
Welcome back, DGS. Tom says, maybe the best segment since the sandwich caper. Andrew's always a star. You're the Kramer.
I wouldn't mind stealing a sandwich right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still having your little battle going on with some of the people out there who are sandwich shaming you?
Yeah.
Can you tell us that kind of that story, how that's been going?
No, I just...
Don't have to name names.
Yeah, no, I think they think it's funny. You know, maybe it's unfortunate because whether they should know things about me or not, it's not important. The only thing they know about me is that they think I stole a sandwich or whatever, or there was a joke about me eating a sandwich or whatever it might be. And so, of course, you know, coworker culture, I now have to deal with, you know, hey, steal a sandwich. Hope you're not stealing a sandwich. And I'm like, nah, I'm just printing something on the printer. I'm standing in front of the printer. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like that sort of thing. And it's like, I understand. I understand you're being funny, but it's like, whatever.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.